Thank you very much, Mr. Facilitator, and thank you very much for giving this opportunity to FAO to present its perspectives about agriculture, food security, and climate change. And thank you very much for this title, which put food security at the forefront, which is our major concern. Just very briefly to recall that in the agricultural sector, there is no choice. We have at the same time to improve food security, to adapt to climate change, and contribute to mitigate it. Because of a growing demand of the population, and especially keeping in mind that in some countries, population will double or triple in some cases, and these are also areas which are the most food insecure right now, and most of the time, which will also be the most impacted by climate change, or where agriculture will be the most impacted by climate change. And FAO estimates that food production will have to increase by 60% to respond to the demand towards 2050. So that's the global environment in which we have to envisage the situation. A second very important point is that there are huge gaps in knowledge about the impacts of climate change on a lot of crops, and also on agroecosystems. I took the example of pollinators because this is an easy one, but it is true of all the interrelations which in a farm, in the soil, enable farmers to produce food. And I'm insisting on this uncertainty, first because it is a difficulty for adaptation, of course, but also because it means that as a precaution against uncertain risk, as WHO just has said, there is no safe limit to the reduction of emissions, because we absolutely do not know what would happen in complex systems. And what is true, another example is diseases, arbovirosis, for instance, and many of them are also zoonoses, which are very much impacted by climate change and which will change with climate change. And what is true on the fact that we do not have enough knowledge on the impacts of complex biophysical ecosystems, and every ecosystem is complex, is even more true on the complex systems which involve both biophysical, social, and economic, which are food systems. There is not much projections, because it's very difficult, on the interaction and the combination of biophysical and socioeconomic futures. So there again, an uncertainty on what would happen at higher temperatures. But very briefly, what is certain is that with climate change, there will be decrease of production in certain areas, changes in the geography of productions, and an increased variability of production. And all of these will have a huge impact on food security in all its dimensions, with stronger impacts on the most vulnerable countries, on the most vulnerable people, including smallholders, and huge impacts on food security and nutrition, which, with there again, less knowledge about the impacts on nutrition, because most of the science has been focused on staple crops. So that's on the adaptation part. Agriculture represents a very important part of the emissions and can contribute to mitigate, from our perspective, essentially by reducing its emissions per kilo of output, because agriculture will have to produce more to feed a growing population and a population with a more diversified diet, and also with the potential in land use and land use change as underlined by the World Bank. So this is why, in the way FAO looks at agriculture, food security, and climate change, we tend to combine these three objectives. And when you want to combine these three objectives, globally what we want to do is to have more resource-efficient systems at all scales and more resilient systems at the same time. I'll skip briefly just to insist on the fact that resilience is something that we need to look at various scales, and also from an environmental ecosystem perspective, and also a social economic perspective. This is why, for instance, social protection is a key tool for us. So that's just the way we're trying to put together these various dimensions. Speaking about mitigation, one of the big potential of the agricultural sector is in land use, which means reducing deforestation and at the same time increasing sustainably the production on already deforested land, but also from livestock. I take the example of livestock because we have recent results about it. Agriculture accounts for 50% of global methane emissions, and in agriculture, 78% of methane emissions are from livestock, the rest is mainly from paddy rice. From the perspective I've mentioned of better of food security first, methane emissions are also energy losses. So reducing methane emissions is also the result, will be the result of more efficient livestock systems, from grazing, use of feed, improvement in the management of the herd, better genetics, better feeding programs, veterinary services, etc. Which means that there is a wide range of technical interventions to improve the efficiency of agricultural system, including livestock. And as mentioned by one of my colleagues, there are non-climate drivers of action, and it is these non-climate drivers of action that we need to mobilize if we want to motivate farmers to make this change, and also the need for an enabling environment around it. I've mentioned genetics, veterinary services, all of this needs institutions around. Why this focus on livestock? Because to a great extent, when you think worldwide, there is an opportunity for very high impact, 40% of global emissions, and also because it could be low-cost and wide-range co-benefits in terms of income and food security. Once again, global-wise, it's of course very dependent on the countries. But it's just a good example, and because there are technologies available. This is an example of a project. But taking this example in mind, we also have to keep in mind that the margin for reduction of emissions in the agricultural sector without threatening food production and thus food security is quite reduced, especially taking into account adaptation. The tricky point is to improve efficiency while being able to resist to the impact of climate change. Globally, the more efficient a breed, for instance, in terms of production and productivity, the more sensitive it is to any climate variation, and especially in heat waves. This is just to give you examples of projects trying to bring together these three objectives of food security first, adaptation, and climate change. Thank you very much. How do I close?
Thank you. Thank you.